that my brain wants to judge good, bad, white, black, or whatever, and the idea of yin and yang, to understand that good and bad are mixed and they are giving birth to each other. When did we start to talk about this? Do you remember the beginning of this story? Haha, that paragraph. When Shah is dreaming and in the dream sees that the sun is dead, wakes up, Rumi stopped and said, you see how sorrow and happiness are mixed up here? Which one is real? Which one is good? Which one is bad? Both are here, and it's always like that. In the story, he will continue to every detail to pay attention to that. That remember, happiness and sorrow are two sides of one coin, and it depends on you. Where are you standing? So your coin will be different. Here, the king is in the prison. Is in the prison or what? Okay, you have a son and you're happy, okay? Then you dream about your son's death, you're sorry. Then you want your son to marry, okay. What's going on here? The laughter and the joy are one part, sorrow is the other one, and they're always there together. One belongs to this, one belongs this and that. Two different point of view. It depends how you look at it. Nothing is bad, nothing is good. But the way you look at it and analyze it, it could be good or bad for you. That's why he repeats that, hey, let go of all of this and choose that path you're talking about. Because when you're in the path, everything is smoother and you are not lonely and alone, right? Okay. Now,
the king became exceedingly desperate in the struggle. Day and night he was offering sacrifice and giving alms. For whatever remedy the father might apply, love for the old hag would always increase. Then it became clear to him that that was absolutely a mystery, and that thenceforth his remedy was supplication.
Aha, this is it. He said, now you remember, go back. This king had that dream. When he woke up, what did he do? Just thinking about it and the personal interest, pray that, what's happening to me? Oh my God, what should I do? No, I know what should I do, right? Logically, the king did whatever you were thinking that he should do. This is logical. After everything, after watching the magic, suddenly you realize that, Now, you could remember the story of Moses. Like, God likes Moses because Moses didn't ever ask for anything from anyone. Whatever he wants, he goes to him. Right? So, here, he will bring it back that the king realized that the begging towards my beloved God, I forgot about that. Yes?
Then it became clear to him that that was absolutely a mystery, and that thenceforth his remedy was supplication. Mm-hmm. He was prostrating himself in prayer, saying, it beseems you to command. To whom but God belongs the command over God's wisdom? But this poor wretch is burning like aloes wood. Take his hand, O merciful and loving one, until, because of O Lord, and lamentation of the king, a master magician came from the road into his presence.
Okay, now that was a bad magician, Kampiraj, means that old bad lady, And now there is a master of magic coming. How? This is the critical point. With the prayer, when he realized that, oh, I forgot that source. So, what was the beginning of his prayer? Accepting the situation, then praying for something. So he said, oh Lord, whatever you say, it goes. But I'm suffering, please help me. So a magician would come. Yes.
How the king's prayer for the deliverance of his son from the witch of Kabul was granted. He had heard from afar the news that the boy had been captivated by an old woman, a crone who in witchery was unrivaled and secure from likeness and duality. Hand is above hand, O youth, in skill and in strength, up to the essence of God.
Aha! This is what we are talking about. Whatever you think about the source of something, that's not the source. Something else will prepare you. And so on and on and on is cause and effect, which is going on everywhere. So, whatever you want to think about the duality that this coin will turn up and down, up and down. Here, the master magician came. First, he knows about this stuff. Because when there is a master, the knowledge should be there. So he's knowledgeable. And he knows that this old woman doesn't have something else to compare with. Is unique, is the best in her way. The word is not translatable somehow, because in Persian language you say old lady, pirzan. Okay? Then you will say zanepir. These are two different kind of referring to that lady. The old lady is a lady which is old. Yeah. In Persian language, when the old comes at the first, is negative. So this negative, very old, nasty lady is very bad. So what? This is something that you should know always. Hand is above hand. Means whatever you think, there is something better or worse. Nothing is unchangeable, nothing is that end of the way. So we are counting on a magician. She is the best on the globe. So what? There is another one, of course. You should look for the more powerful one. Why? Why? I just claimed this. Do you accept it? Of course not. Because you think, no, there is that fellow, and who is the biggest of the biggest. You forgot about. There is the hand of controlling this universe. We talked about it so many years before we arrived to this point. Do you remember? From book one, we started to say, listen, everything is not just happening. This is not an accident. Look at it carefully. You will see the gradual expansion of information and knowledge and advancement and so on and so on. And all of this is not an accident. There has been a plan. We believe that there is a thinker who is thinking above all of these universe and existence we are looking at. We are just a little one in a hidden corner of it. So the best knowledgeable person now could be a dummy in a couple of decades. This is how it is. Everything is changing. Changing towards what? Do you remember? We always think about that. You should find that direction. You should understand the direction of the global movement and move with it. This is how we could realize what can we do, what should we do. By looking at it in general and see the superpower and so many elements that influence everything. So, hand is above hand, above hand, above hand, to the hand of the God. We say hand of the God means hand, the hand that we don't know. It's not touchable. It's so high that we cannot bring it like this to you. But we explained it that there is this superpower, there is this tendency, there is this source of gift which will create, like, what, Mozart. What is that? So that's not an accident. It's happening. It's in us. So we believe in it. Here, you will say, remember, everything has a limit. Do you remember when he said it? Mm-hmm. Everything has a limit except what God gives to the people. And if you don't have the taste, you won't get it. The opening of book 2. Remember? Huh? Over there he said, I want to tell you the secret of this hikmat, this knowledge. The secret is, whatever exists has a limit, has a size. Think about the ring of the nose of the camel. If it is too big, it doesn't work. If it is too small, it doesn't work. So whatever is has a size, a dimension, except. And everything was for that exception. Because after that they said, this is it. The meaning of a lover is forget about me, become we. You remember all of that? Here, he again will say, listen, okay, I said there was this magician who is at the top. There is another guy coming who knows this guy and he has the upper hand. Because there is always an upper hand and go on and on and on, and the upper hand is the ultimate end of all hands, is the hand of God. So in that way look at it, then you will realize what's happening here. We'll come back to this. Yes.
The ultimate end of hands is the hand of God. The ultimate end of torrents is undoubtedly the sea. From it the clouds take their origin, and in it too the torrent has its end. The king said to him, this boy has passed out of control. He said, look you, I am come as a potent remedy. None of these sorcerers is equal to that to the old woman except me, the sagacious one, who have arrived from yonder shore.
Uh-huh. This is the point, that this magician is arriving from another shore, because everything, we are talking about the ocean of knowledge. This is what we are looking at. Here, he will say, the king will say, oh, this kid is lost, really, we are losing it. He said, no, 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 I'm here, I brought you the remedy. I know that she is unique, but I know, and I'm coming from the other side. Means, I'm here to turn around the coin. She is in the coin of physical attraction, I will change it. Yes.
Lo, by command of the Creator, I, like the hand of Moses, will utterly destroy her sorcery. For to me this knowledge has come from yonder region, not from having been schooled in the sorcery which is held cheap. I am come to undo her sorcery, so that the prince may not remain pale-faced. Go to the graveyard at the hour of the meal taken before dawn. Beside the wall is a whitened tomb. dig up that